Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It's Wednesday, April 5th. Steve Hoare here to talk about the latest news surrounding Liverpool Football Club. And in truth, this is a transfer-heavy show. Yeah, I mean, maybe because we're all a little bit fed up of this season after last night's 0-0 draw, and we can't wait to get to the summer. So hopefully Liverpool can finally sort themselves out. So yeah, transfer heavy. We're going to be talking about Naby Keita, Ibrahim Sanagre and Kim Min-jae as well. Right then, might as well crack straight on with a starting with Naby Keita. Not shocking news really, of course, for Fabrizio Romano speaking today that Naby Keita will leave Liverpool on a free transfer. No changes for the plan for him and for Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Their decisions have been made since November. Naby Keita is considering many options to try a new challenge soon. Yeah, I mean, like I say, not massively surprising news, really. The new challenge thing's interesting. It half suggests that it's Naby's, Naby's prerogative. It was Naby's choice not to stay. I'm not quite sure that is real. I'm not convinced Liverpool were keen to keep Naby around, given inconsistencies, not only in performance, but also in availability. You know, even recently he went to play for Guinea, and now he's unavailable again for Liverpool. That's kind of the story of Naby Keita's Liverpool career, really. So, yeah, not huge shocking news. I just thought it was interesting that, you know, he's got options to try a new challenge. Good luck to him wherever he goes, and good luck to whoever signs him. Hopefully they can keep him fit and fire him, because, yeah, when he was what he was at Leipzig would have been a huge benefit to a lot of football teams. What he's been at Liverpool isn't, if truth be told. It's been really, really good moments from him. I've been a bigger fan than most when he's been on the pitch, but he just hasn't been on the pitch enough. So yeah, Fabrizio Romano pretty much confirming what we already knew. Naby's going to be leaving on a free transfer, same as Oxlade-Chamberlain. And of course, Arthur Melo's loan isn't going to be extended. Right then, so if Liverpool are losing midfielders, like we already know they are, then they're going to have to buy a couple of new ones. Jude Bellingham has been linked, of course. Mason Mount, etc., etc. Well, there's a new link from Football Insider, and it is PSV Eindhoven midfielder Ibrahim Sanagre. Sources have told Football Insider that the 25-year-old is well and truly on the radar of Liverpool as they plot the overhaul of their midfielder. He only signed a new contract at PSV back in August of last season. That runs until 2027. However, Football Insider report that the Dutch side could be open to selling him for around £45 million, despite the fact he's a key player for them. He's played in pretty much all their games this year. Scored 7 goals, got himself 3 assists as well in 38 games.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Like I say, Liverpool are, with no Arthur Miller on loan, of course, Naby Keita's going, Chamberlain's going, there's still doubts about James Milner's future. My guess is he stays, but still, as it stands, that is nowhere near confirmed. So yeah, another name to be linked with is Sanaga. He was linked a while back and nothing really happened. And then he signed that new contract and I suppose things kind of went away. But it looks like he might be back in form. He's of a good age. The fee is relative. I mean, I'm saying this like I know what Liverpool have got to spend and who they're going to spend it on. But my hope is that they're going to spend circa 200 million quid on the midfield, whether that's a big old chunk going to Dortmund for Bellingham, and then maybe two others, maybe it's a Mount and another player perhaps. So the age seems good. It's, you know, he's someone who's in the peak of his career. Liverpool have got too many players who are either too young or perhaps too old at the moment. His injury record, touch wood, is good. Like I say, he's played a lot of games already for PSV this season. He's played well for them as well. Obviously, if you're looking at downsides, perhaps the fact that he plays for obviously the Ivory Coast and there's the AFCON issue that Liverpool have dealt with in the past with certain players, but I don't think that would really put you off buying a player all told. You know, Liverpool aren't going to not sign an African player just because he's going to be playing AFCON a couple of times or whatever. So that it's something definitely to keep an eye on. Obviously, there are a few teams being linked with him as well. Man United, I think I saw a link with him a while back, but yeah, it does feel like this. It feels like one that would make sense. Listen, with all due respect to football inside, I'm not quite sure who their sources are, but it makes sense to me. It was written by Fraser Fletcher, who's their transfer correspondent, but I'm not sure who their sources are, where their information comes from. But it's definitely one to keep an eye on. Again, age, price, the type of club where you're signing from, it all does make sense. We'll find out down the line, I suppose, if it is one that is a goer or if it was just another name being linked to Liverpool in the long list of names that are being linked to Liverpool and will continue to be linked with Liverpool as they do look to go towards a summer of what needs to be massive, massive transition. There was talk, wasn't there, that the ownership are ready to spend, but we've heard all that time and time and time again. Words are going to be futile this summer. It's all about actions. Liverpool need to overhaul, especially in midfield, but there are also a couple of other positions in the side that could do with an upgrade. Speaking of sides, and rather the positions in the side that could do with an upgrade, centre-half is definitely something that Liverpool, I think, should be considering this summer. My guess is this could be the end of Joel Matip's Liverpool career, the last 10 games or so. We think Nat Phillips is going to leave. Finally, he's been trying to leave for a long time, and for whatever reason, injuries or whatever, suspensions have meant that he hasn't had to go, or hasn't been able to go, rather. I saw reports recently again, even Reece Williams being linked away. So Liverpool are going to keep Ibu Konate, they're going to keep Virgil van Dijk, they're almost certainly going to keep Joe Gomez. Although that could be questioned, depending on any offers that come in. But it looks like Joel Matip could be on his way out, and as so, they're probably going to need to get themselves a new centre-half. And there is a possibility, according to Ben Jacobs writing for Caught Offside, Ben Jacobs obviously the CBS journalist, he was writing for Caught Offside about Napoli star Kim Min-jae. Let's just go with Kim from here on in. He wrote that there's a release clause of £42 million, which obviously in the current market, like he says, is amazing value for such a player. Napoli's lawyer, Mattia Grassani, has confirmed that clause will be active this summer, but only for 15 days at the start of the window. Napoli are concerned that it's quite a low number given the player's form, and they may look to time down to a new contract before that clause comes into effect. Kim only joined from Fenerbahce this season, but had more than earned any improved terms. Man United are interested in him as well, although they have since signed Lisandro Martinez, but they were sniffing around him. And then Ben Jacobs goes on to say, my understanding is that Tottenham and Liverpool are ones to watch. Remember though, Kim is 26, so he won't want to move to any top European club, as only as a squad player. But with some doubt over the future of Joel Matip in particular, then it could be an option for him there. Basically, he's going into battle alongside Van Dijk and Konate, two of those as the first three signings, perhaps each and every game. And Liverpool are going to have to rotate that centre-half. I think that it's I think it's fair to say. Obviously, Evan Ndicka was linked last week, but I spoke to Neil Jones on JNO Insight on Redmen Plus, and he was informed by Liverpool that that was a bit wide of the mark, that they weren't interested in him. Time will tell if they were telling Neil the truth. But if not, my guess was that they got their eye on someone else. And £42 million is a lot of money, of course. But that is a release clause. If it goes past that, Napoli will want a lot more for Kim. I've seen bits of him. I've seen him play against Liverpool. I've seen him in other games as well, where because Napoli are flying high. I have watched him a few times, and he has been excellent. I've been really, really impressed with him. Like I say, he's a big old unit, but he covers the ground fast. Jürgen likes big physical centre-halves, and he more than matches up to that, but he can play on the ball as well. Napoli are having an unbelievable season, of course, and they've got the likes of Osimhen and Kvaradona, Kvaratskhelia to thank for that, but also Kim at centre-half has definitely been a revelation. You know, the fact that he could walk in, you know, he's 6'3", he's big, he's strong, he's good in the air, it makes a lot of sense. Again, I don't know what Liverpool are looking for in terms of transfer fees, how much the budget is. The fact that they weren't interested apparently in one of the hottest free agents in terms of centre-half prospects maybe suggests they're going to spend some money there if indeed Joel Matip leaves. I think, again, who knows, they might not even be in for Kim, but that is a bargain price. And if you can get him early on in the window, which I definitely think Liverpool want to do, I think they want their business done as soon as they can, then I think this is a huge opportunity. One I hope they take, whether they do or not, again, it's all up in the air and we'll keep our eye on it for the next couple of weeks. But I think it's an opportunity for Liverpool to get themselves a very, very good player at a cut price. You know, if there is no clause, I think Napoli could genuinely be asking for, you know, double that perhaps. You know, look at what Harry Maguire was sold for. He's better than him. And maybe, you know, if you're Napoli, you go, well, that's what he went for. Why isn't this? Look at Wesley Fofana went for. Again, I understand the different age profiles and stuff, but I think he's more than deserving to be listed in the elite level of centre-half. So Napoli could get themselves a big fee if someone doesn't meet this clause. I can see why Napoli are desperate to get rid of it, but it's a huge opportunity if someone, whether it's Liverpool, Spurs or whoever, can activate it in those first 15 days of the window. Again, if he doesn't sign a new contract, someone could get themselves a bargain. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening to this episode of Redmen Bites. As I mentioned before about JNO Insight on redmenplus.com, I will be speaking to Neil Jones on Thursday tomorrow. He put a report out recently about Liverpool's interest in Mason Mount, confirming it, so I'm going to grill him on that, try and get some inside info, maybe some stuff they didn't write about in his column. If you guys want to check that out, as well as all the other amazing content we've got over on Redmen Plus, simply sign up as a monthly club captain over at redmenplus.com. Use the code BITESIZE when you do so, BITESIZE, and you'll get 50% off for 3 months. So rather than paying a fiver a month, you'll pay £2.50 a month for the first 3 months. Come and give it a go. If you don't like it, sounds, you can always cancel it. It's not for you. But I hope when you get over there, you'll enjoy it. And like I say, do check out JNO Insight with Neil Jones tomorrow morning/afternoon by the time it goes out, because I'm hopeful to get some more Mason Mount stuff out of him. Thanks very much then, guys, for listening to this episode of Bitesize. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day, whatever you get up to. And we'll be back with more podcasts in your ears tomorrow. Until then, I'll see you all later.
If you want more, an extra Redmen podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Redmen Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Redmen Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.